You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author, Constance Arnold, delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And, of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And today I am broadcasting from Hotlanta. And it is really hot here, everybody. And I'm so grateful that you have joined me today from all over the world. And, you know, I just believe that if you are listening right now, that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive, you know, that download. I always say one word from God can change your life. So be open and get ready. Well, I hope you are having and that you had a great week. As I said, it is summertime and the living is easy here in the ATL. Well, I had a very interesting week. Well, I had a very busy and productive week, but I want to share a really funny story with all of you. So this all happened to me on one day. I found out that my website was down. My email wasn't working. I also found out that someone had hacked my Instagram. It didn't all happen at once. And I was doing a recording and I had to do it twice. It was one of those days because somebody asked me, how do you respond? Now, I didn't initially respond. How do I respond in a crisis? Now, initially, I didn't respond. I was like, oh, my God. But then I realized that I could make a decision. And I did eventually. In my thinking, I begin to think, feel, and say that all is well, that the wisdom that I need would be downloaded to me. I called GoDaddy, and they were in charge of my emails and my site, and that eventually worked out, and eventually my Instagram was restored. So what am I saying to you? It's not like we live in a fantasy world. But all of the things that you hear on my show, life will give you an opportunity to use them. So I prayed for wisdom. I calmed my little self down. I got me some affirmations and that said things always work out for me. I made a decision that I was not going to be short and abrasive with the people at GoDaddy. It's only a website. Even with Instagram, I emailed them to let them know, and it took them a while, and I finally realized that God, whenever it happens, you have me covered. And so that's just an example of me walking out what I teach you every day, because that is what life is all about. I just want to share, you know, a little bit of my life that all happened in one day. And so you always have a choice. You can always choose, am I going to respond or am I going to react in this situation? What am I going to think, feel, say, and believe? So listening is one thing, but walking it out is another. Well, I have a great show for you today. My very special guest is Mija Bradford. And she is the author of Attracting Your Life, Discovering Your Greatness. I know it's going to really be great. She's a very smart woman and you're going to be blessed by it. Let me remind you about my social media platforms. Of course, Instagram is Law of Attraction Constance. You guys can follow me. I do posts. I do live Instagrams, etc. Okay. And on Facebook, I'm Coach with Constance. On YouTube, you need to subscribe to my YouTube channel. I do videos for YouTube. And who else? Twitter, LOA Constance. so you could follow me, kind of get a different vibe of who I am. What else do I want to say? I don't know if I have time to answer a question that a listener sent to me. It might be next week, but I want to invite you to really coach with me. I had a full load this week, and I work with people all over the world. And I mean, when you put in and you do the inner work, your life is going to radically change. Just this week, some of my clients started a new job, started a new business, is about to close on a house, has an online project that they're doing that's very successful, is in the right weight loss program. One of my clients is going to another country to do some volunteer work. He has attracted love into his life. Another one of my clients has so much business. It's just so much for him. He's going to have to hire an assistant to help him. But these are all people who have done the inner work, because your outside will always reflect what you truly believe. We know that subconscious mind is so deep. You know, you can consciously desire something, but unless you really believe it on the subconscious level, which, by the way, you remember directs 90 to 95% of our behavior and decision making, you're going to keep making the same choice. You get two for the price of one with me. I'm a licensed counselor and I'm a certified coach. Been a professional counselor for 20 years. So I'm going to help you deal with your limiting beliefs, identify them, deal with any strongholds in your life. You know, a stronghold is just that same behavior that you keep doing over and over again. And we may do that for a couple of sessions, and then we're going to move on to strategies. You getting clear about what you want, how-tos, developing an action plan to move you toward that, really helping you to develop a life plan. What do you want in all of these areas? So if you are ready for change, it's August, people. It is August. We are in month 8. And if you're like, wow, I refuse to finish 2021 without manifesting my intentions, let's do a discovery call. At you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. We'll do a Zoom call. No pressure from me. I'm going to be listening to you. And we're going to see if we're a match. Let's make it happen. What are you waiting for? You have to really believe that you are worth the investment. I was telling my mastermind group, you never spend money, you're investing money. When you go to the grocery store, you are investing in healthy food. You know, when you buy some clothes, you are investing in your career. So you have to see it as an investment. Let's make it happen, people. So we're going to go to these quick commercials, and then I'm going to come back with my special guests. Everybody stay tuned, and I'm going to be right back.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
My very special guest is one of my former clients, and Mija Bradford. She is now a best-selling author. International best-selling author of attracting your life. After 27 years of working at various Fortune 500 companies, she answered that deep call that was within her and probably is within some of you right now to really begin to step out and serve people and to walk fully in her calling. She already got an MBA, y'all, but she's going back now to get her second master's degree in mental health counseling because she really loves helping people. She's a life coach, a Reiki master teacher. She's versed in several modalities. Some of them I can't even pronounce. So I'm going to just let her share those with you. But she's going to be talking to us about attracting your life, discovering your greatness. And I'm honored to have her on my show. Her real name I can't even pronounce, but I do love her deeply. Maija Bradford, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you, Constance. The honor is all mine. It's such a blessing to be here with you. As your student, your former mentee, and now I can actually talk to you and actually give you honor for helping me to get to this space.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Pronounce your real name.
My full name is Maija Joseph Pierre Bradford. I tell people, I think my mother wanted a nun because she put Mary and Joseph together, but she got me instead.
And I'm not going to say you far away from a nun, but you are certainly a spiritual woman. So I want people to hear about your journey. But before they do, why did you write this book and why is now so important?
I wrote this book because I started in 2016, but I wrote this book because I finally embraced my greatness. We all have divinity inside of us. All of us have a spark of light that God, I mean, they say that we are creating the image of likeness of God, but then we discount that greatness inside of us. And I'm in this book, I'm talking about my discovery of my greatness, of having God inside of me. And I want to share it with people. We just came from I call it a wonderful time because the pandemic, what people were calling was going on throughout the world, was a time for us to sit down. And whenever we meditate or whenever we sit still, we're able to hear from God if we will allow ourselves to. And people call it the pandemic. I call it the awakening. Mm-hmm. We had a spiritual awakening globally that people, some ugly stuff came out of us, like here, even in this nation, we had some stuff about racism and other things that came out, right? But we had to address it so we can get to the next level, right? And so it's a process. Some people have spiritual awakening because they had a near-death experience or a family member died, or they just had trauma.
Again.
And so we experienced all of that as a nation, as a country, as the world, all of those things. So I thought this is the perfect time for this book to come out.
It sounds like it. And here you are working at a Fortune 500 company, many Fortune 500 companies in finance. I remember those days when I was coaching you. And did you know on the inside of you it was time to go? And did they have to kick you out for you to go? How did that go down?
I always wanted to have my own business. I was starting to do like coaching a little bit, but I never really fully walked into it because I was comfortable. I'm not gonna lie, I was comfortable financially. And every once in a while I would think about it, but at the end, trauma came out. And because of that, which is okay, now I say it's okay, I had to leave. And I retired as a financial analyst, and I'm perfectly okay with it because another opportunity came, which is this, writing the book, becoming, I'm on my way to become a licensed professional counselor and continue to help people. So all things work together for those who really and truly understand how God works for them and God is with them. So it was a beautiful thing. at the time, if you had asked me this question about a couple of years ago, I'd have been like crying and talking about what my job did to me and all that kind of stuff. But now I see the beauty of it. So
life is not happening to you. It's happening for and through you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
I know that was deep. I had to throw that in. So let's help some folks today.
Yes.
Aja, let's help some people. Your book is so good. So your journey, in order for people to tap into their greatness, in section one, you talk about who we are and what our soul is and how do we know if we're in trouble. So talk to people about that. Why is that important?
Okay, so I come from a Christian background, and I say that just to say that my lineage doesn't mean that it's not available for everyone. I think this is a journey for everyone. We all have to work through finding out who we are and what our soul wanted to experience when we chose to come here. And understanding that God, we're created in the image and likeness of God, that all things work together for us, and knowing that your soul purpose, it's more than just saying, I want to accomplish a goal, I want to finish school, I want to do that. It's understanding what your soul wanted to experience, and that all things that come to us is part of what the soul wanted to experience. So that puts responsibility on us that some people are not willing to take on.
What kind of responsibility?
Okay, so like for example, I'm married, but this is my second marriage. The first marriage, great guy, but it wasn't for me, right? We weren't for each other throughout, but we did have a beautiful child together. But I attracted him to me. He was abusive. He was a minister. However, I attracted to that, but I had to get myself out of it. I'm not saying that I asked to be in an abusive marriage, but there was something that my soul had to go through. And for the purpose of this interview, I really want to concentrate for your listeners to understand that every situation that you're presented in your life is something that you need to learn from. And if you're not willing to learn the first time, it'll keep presenting itself. So for me, I was like, I need to learn whatever it is, because I don't want to be in another situation like this. And being okay with sometimes things may not look pretty, but if you allow it to unfold, you'll see the beauty of it.
Like your job.
Like my job. Yes.
So you just mentioned that we attract stuff to us. You have a chapter that about frequencies. So do we attract a cord? Because we talked about attracting our life. Talk about frequencies and how does that work?
Yeah. So we are energy beings, right? So we are constantly flowing out energy, right? I'm not a scientist, but I do understand that what we think has a specific frequency. And the universe is like, is a receptor and listening to different frequencies and responds back in that same frequency. So if I say, I want to get married, but then the frequency I stand in is there's no good men around. Mm-hmm. That's what the universe is going to receive and is going to send you situations where you see that there's no good men around constantly. So your words and what you desire, you need to stand in that frequency. So what I had learned is it's not about concentrating on being married, right? It's about how does it feel to be in a relationship that you're in a love, you know, that you're being loved and that that both of you have great communication. So that's the frequency to stand on. It wasn't that I was standing on the frequency of meeting somebody who was going to be my knight in shining armor. It was the frequency of being in love and having love come into me. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. And so yes. If someone wants more money, we know people have different situations.
Yes.
They need to get in the frequency of abundance and begin to think that. Unpack that for us.
So some people say, I want money, right? I want more money. It's not the money, the amount of money to be thinking of. It's about what will that money bring for me? So if you say that you want an increase in your job or a new job, Well, it's not the job that you should be thinking about. It's what will bring that, and that will make it easy for you to be in that frequency. So for example, you want a new job that will be paying you more, like $20,000 more than what you're at right now. Don't keep saying, oh, I'm having $20,000 more, and I love that I have $20,000 more. It's not that. It's, wow, with that extra $20,000, I'll be able to get a house in a neighborhood that my children can walk to school and they feel safe. I feel safe. That's the frequency that you need to send out to the universe. What will you do with that money? And then the money will flow.
Oh, that's good. Oh, you're trying to get deep. So you talk about the three tiers of the mind. I love that. Explain that, because consciously, we could want something, but then subconsciously, talk about that. Unpack that for us.
So it starts everything. Our mind is like our navigating system, and it creates frameworks on how we're going to interpret situations that present to ourselves, right? Whether you view it good, bad, or indifferent. So the framework is really in your subconscious mind.
That's good.
So saying that I want, let's go back to the job, who's paying $20,000. But if your subconscious mind feels that you're not smart enough to get a job like that, then you're not gonna bring it in. So the frequency is not only has to be in the way that you present yourself and in the thoughts of, but it's also in your subconscious mind. So I talk about a little bit that if you've been told when you were a child that you're dumb, you're stupid, you know, nobody's going to take you seriously, that's still ingrained in your deep unconscious mind, right? So you kind of have to bubble things up to see what is happening, right? So for me, I realized there are certain goals that we were working on. And this is why I loved working with you.
Thank you.
Because you're not just a life coach. You're also a therapist. And so you helped me understand what were in my unconscious and subconscious mind that was affecting me to make certain decisions and meet certain goals. So it's important for you to walk with somebody, talk with someone who can be with you on that journey to maybe see, maybe there's some things in your unconscious and subconscious mind that's affecting your conscious mind, your everyday mind, and your decisions and how you view your life.
It's conscious, subconscious. What's the third tier?
Unconscious. Like these are things that just like, you know, we don't really know, but it's because of things that we experienced when we were younger, like as young as 7, you know, I'm learning in school that pretty much our framework on certain things, unless you are actively working on yourself, you know, self-analyzing yourself, you're pretty much working on the same framework that you designed at the age of 7.
That's nothing but the truth. And you and I talked about the difference between therapy and coaching. We're going to get to that.
Yes.
And she's becoming a therapist. But what I said to her is, I never coach on top of stuff. Yes. You have to counsel people to deal with those limiting unconscious beliefs that we are oblivious to, that we don't even know are on the inside of us. But those same patterns and choices keep coming up. So that's a sign.
It is. It is a sign. And it's not for us to beat ourselves up about it, but for us to just kind of look at it, analyze it, why it's there in the first place. It was there. You created that framework to protect yourself at one point in your life. But now that you're trying to go somewhere else in your life, it no longer serves you. So it's time to release it and put something else in there instead.
So people really have to take a look at what's happening, look at the patterns, and then reframe it with new beliefs.
Right. Yes. New beliefs that serve you for where you want to go now.
Okay.
Right. So like I talk about this in the book. I'm Haitian. So my family comes from
a third world country. I didn't know that.
Yes. Yes. So my family comes from a third world country. So we were always, for me, in my household, not all Haitians, but in my household, we were taught to eat everything on our plate. Well, that comes from an ingrained from my parents that they didn't know where their next meal was going to come from. Mm-hmm. So here we are in one of the richest countries. However, they're still being passed this idea of eating everything because you don't know where your next meal is going to come. So now I'm like overweight because I still have that. Well, it no longer serves me. Maybe that was great for my ancestors because that's what they needed, right? But I don't need that, right?
That's
so
good.
It's analyzing it, not putting it wrong or right, but understanding why it was there in the first place and then putting something in different.
You know, I had a client who was from Africa, and that culture is your family is everything. You got to take care of family. So all of these folk came over here from Africa and they were living with him, and he felt responsible to take care of all of them. And, you know, because of the culture, but that was something that we worked on, and I happened to put those people out and happened to get a job. But the belief was you got to care for your whole family and not even look after your own self. And so these core beliefs are in us from an early age. And do you believe that that's why a lot of people set goals but can't reach it?
Yes, because we don't even understand what is our values, right? So you have to understand what your values are. What are the things that you hold dear? And why do you hold dear to it? Then from there, then you can kind of analyze to see where you want to go. Are the values, are your goals that you want to reach similar to your values?
Explain that. Unpack that for me, values and goals.
So there's an exercise that I do.
Okay.
And actually I picked it up from, I can't remember which book, but I'm not claiming it, but I do use this. I ask, name the person that you admire the most and why? So a person will say, I don't know, I admire Michael Jordan, you know? And you say, why? Well, cause he was a great basketball player. He worked hard. Oh, so you value working hard and being good at what you do, you know? So, and then the next question is, name the store that you like and why. You know, some people will say, Amazon. And I say, why? And they say, because of the convenience, and they always have something. Oh, I said, oh, so you value convenience, you value quality, whatever they say, the reason, that's showing what the value is. So now let's fast forward to your goals. So if the goal is, the goal is something, it has to be in line with their values.
Okay,
so if they're saying that they want to get married to somebody who, I don't know, I'm trying to think is the most ridiculous. So they want to get married to someone who is married currently, right? It doesn't fall in line with their values, which is they appreciate a person like Michael Jordan who works hard, and then he plays hard, right? Well, you know, does that fall in line? So these are type of questions that you have to ask yourself. And with the book, we also have like a workbook. So, you know,
hold that book up so we can see it. Okay. You're going to tell us how to, okay. I like the cover. Okay.
Thank you.
And so it sounds like that all of this inner work of recognizing and reframing and shifting and changing attracts to us who we are.
Yes. Re-remembering. That's another thing too. I didn't say
talk about that.
You know, we re-remember. We already had a contract in mind when we came down here. When we decided, hey, I'll come down here during this time in this place, and this is what I want to discover, and this is what I want to do. Well, we forget about it, right? Or because of life, society, what we're learned, what we're taught, we forget about that. And so discovering your greatness is really re-remembering your contract of why your soul came here in the first place. And
so when you say soul, would that be interchangeable with spirit? Because I know, what is our soul?
Yeah, I use it in the sense of very generically, yes, that soul and spirit, I use it interchangeably.
I got you.
I hesitate. I pause right now because there's certain religions that I also study that there is a sense that it's different, that the soul and the spirit are different. But this book, I didn't want to go into so deep into religion. I wanted to really explain to people that you know who you are. let's just remember who we are, right? It's discovering that greatness inside of you. And so I use the word soul and spirit interchangeably in the book, but with the understanding that as you discover more about yourself, you'll discover more about the difference between your soul and your spirit.
Okay, because we know a lot of people now, their value is, I like working from home because I don't like commuting so long, and I'm at home with my kids. So they're reframing who they are and what they want and remembering.
Yeah. Or they feel like they don't have to work as hard as they did before. Working hard is different, right? Now, it's not that I have to commute to work. I have to go figure out who's going to pick up the kids, you know, all that. Now it's more about, okay, I'm going to schedule my meeting around the time that my kids are at school. It's different. And if we didn't have this pandemic, I don't think people would have had the opportunity to reframe the way that we've reframed.
So you had three boys, right?
I have two.
Two boys, well, okay.
The third one, I guess, is my dog. Okay. I have a male dog. Right.
So I want to talk about dreams versus wishes. Some people just wishing and hoping. What's the difference for listeners?
So a dream is something that's innate with us. Mm-hmm. It's something that it keeps presenting itself. And it's just waiting for us to put the steps together to make it a reality, right? A wish is something, and the dream is connected to your desires, right? It's just about us putting that work to it, because faith without works is dead, right? So you need to put some work to it, right? And we kind of talk about that in the workbook about the different types of work. A wish is, like a wish I had is, I wish I could sing like Whitney Houston, but I'm not putting no work to it. The only time I sing is when I'm in the shower. I'm not taking any vocal lessons or anything like that. So this is just a wish. This is something just passing and fleeting. What we need to do is need to understand and discover and understand the difference between what is our desire that makes our dream versus just a wish. But even in the wish, we need to understand that we're actually honoring another person. If you're wishing for something, like for example, I loved working with you and I admired you and I wanted to like understand more of how to help people in a different way. I put the work in.
Yeah.
Not to be you, but to be my version of being a helper for people, right? So if I were to put the work in to be a singer, I wouldn't be Whitney Houston or Beyonce or whatever. I would be my version of that. But in that time, in that process, I'm looking at that person and I'm actually beholding the God and the divinity in them because I see how wonderful it is and how much it helps people. People need to understand why they even wish. And I don't want to say the word covet, because covet and jealousy are different from just admiring a person for the beauty and the divinity that they have.
I didn't know you admired me that much. I mean,
I
know
did.
You loved me. I mean, I know you did. So, you know, one thing we got to talk about, because we talked about therapy versus coaching. Talk about trauma. You know, I am so big on unresolved trauma that's lying dormant on people who are trying to manifest these great things. Expound on that for us.
Trauma is like a volcano that's just sitting there waiting to be erupted if you don't address it. And trauma could be, trauma is anything that you can't really handle based on your current framework, mm-hmm. right? So a six-year-old who's being abused, they can't really handle that. So they may create a different type of personality. And you find out that person has like a disorder, a split, what they used to call split personalities, or mm-hmm. now we call disassociating, right? Mm-hmm. It's because they were trying to protect themselves. This is a form of protection. So in the trauma, we find a way to protect ourselves, whether it is maladaptive, like it's not really the best for them, but in the person's mind, in our conscious, subconscious, and unconscious mind, this is the best way for that person to deal with whatever is traumatic, a car accident. Now, all of a sudden, your back is stiff and it won't. Well, it's your body trying to protect itself from going to that area that is tender, right? It's the same thing with our mind. Our mind does create these adaptive ways of handling whatever we viewed as being traumatic, because it just couldn't handle it. And so now you are trying to put a goal on top of it, but you're still not dealing with, you know, let's talk about the car accident. Now you want to lift weights, but you still haven't addressed that soreness that's right at the lower back of you. So now you're trying to lift weights. You're just going to put more damage to that area, right? And that's what goals, dreams can do to a person if they don't handle certain type of traumatic events that happened to them when they were a child or currently, you know, maybe a divorce and the woman hasn't really, or the man hasn't really dealt with the traumatic events that happened in the marriage or the divorce itself. And now you want to put into yourself into a different relationship. Well, if you haven't really dealt with that trauma, you're just going to put yourself in the same situation, which will make it even worse. And then we start putting different labels on ourselves because we don't meet that. I'm a bad person because I can't meet my goals. I keep overeating. Well, have you dealt with why you eat? Like, what's the issue in that, right?
So, you know, and you know, you and I both have worked with, I've worked with so many women who were sexually molested, never dealt with, it, swept it under the rug, and then they're in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s and want to be a baller, but start a project and then stop it. And, you know, they're saying that 50 to 60% of obese women is because of sexual molestation that they never dealt with. And so many people, you know, I'm going to use that example, they overeat so they can gain weight to protect themselves because they might be thinking and feeling, I'm not going to ever let a man violate me again. And their belief is, if I'm overweight, then I won't have to deal with a man, and vice versa. So trauma is so big, and I'm so glad you included that because in your book, because it needs to be dealt with, would you say, before people can really walk in their greatness.
I actually put that up early on. I said, if you are dealing with trauma, put this book down, because it actually won't really work for you. It actually will make you feel as if you're not working your goal, right? And trauma is the first thing. Like, why did this situation happen? Why did I put this particular label? And why did I create this particular adaptive coping skill? You know, once you address those, then you can kind of reach your goals, and it will be with ease because you have a sense of understanding. And even if you have a good coach/therapist, you will actually learn correct self-analysis skills to help you kind of move forward.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I liked about working with you. It was for a time and a season.
Yeah.
And you gave me skills on how to move forward. And that's what a good coach, a good therapist does. They give us skills so we can move forward with our life. It's not to say
stay
that you have to come to forever,
stay with
right?
me for a long time. Yeah. And I can tell when it's time for a client to move on. I'm like, okay, I'll talk to you in a couple of months. Or I talk to you, you know, because you want to give people tools. So speaking of tools, before we get to that, so in your book, do you feel like it's the law of attraction that you're using? What is that when you say attract your greatness? What are you saying? Is it the law of attraction when people go in here and transform and reframe and remember a word and remember who we are? What's happening? Are we aligning up with the law of attraction?
I think everything you just said is all connected. So the reason why I started with the law of attraction, I think there's many different universal laws out there, but the reason why I started with the law of attraction is because I needed to understand how I even got here. I needed to understand why was I in a particular situation that I was in 2016 when I first started writing the book, and what did I do to discover to get out? And the main thing was to discover who I was and whose I was. I had to discover, not just in words, but in actual spirit, in that I was created in the image and likeness of God. So when I look at, you know, a cat can't create a dog. And I would say that casually, but then when I owned it, like, oh my goodness, if God created me, that means I have the same ability to think, speak, create the things in my life. When I owned that, then I realized, oh, this is part of the law of attraction, right? This is a part about me being in my greatness to bring greatness to me.
So we're really gods in the earth.
Yes, we are.
You know, we can speak, think, and manifest. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like right now, I'm under a teacher. His name's Tao Malachi. He'll say, we're God, but not God, right? Yeah. So meaning that, or little g, like if you looked in, mm-hmm. in the Bible, they talk about the angel said, who is this that you have given him power to be little, like a little g, like Elohim, right? So we have that ability to speak life into ourselves. But so many of us, we get caught up in saying, oh, I'm not smart, I'm not good, I'm not pretty enough. Mm-hmm. And it's because we haven't discovered who we are. And so we keep attracting situations that continue to solidify those negative beliefs about ourselves. As a man speaks, so is he, right? As he thinks, so is he. So it's what you think, it's what you speak, it's how you act, it's the vibration, it's the frequency that you keep generating. And this is what you attract to you. So it's all about, mm-hmm, I'm sorry.
But people are like, I'm a little God. You take on that spiritual authority and begin to walk in the power that you've been authorized to use with your thoughts, with your thinking. I can do this with your imagination. Is that what we're saying?
Yes, that's mm-hmm. exactly what we're saying. And it's not to be blasphemous, so it's not to be thinking that we're higher than we are. No, mm-hmm. you're God, you're a small God, not God. I'm mm-hmm. a small God, not God. I still know that God is on the throne helping with me, co-creating, but that's the key word, that co, right? I'm not saying I'm the creator of all. I'm saying I'm a co-creator with the ultimate supreme God source energy to help create things in my life.
I love that. I was listening to something the other day, and it was talking about faith-filled words are one of the most powerful forces in the world. And yes. So instead of people, listener, praying to God, I'm not saying you can't pray. I believe that after we pray, we need to start declaring and decreeing with our words, with our imagination, with our dominant thinking, what we want to attract.
That is so true. That is so true. It's a partnership, right? Mm-hmm. When you were saying that, it reminded me in the Bible where God brought Adam, all the animals, right? Because mm-hmm. he said, it's not good for Adam to be alone. Or it's not good for man to be alone. So he brought all these things. So he brought a four-legged creature, and Adam said, giraffe. He brought another four-legged creature. He said, cow. But that's the co-creation. So what are we speaking into existence? Like, we need to understand that there's things that are coming to us at all times, right? Are we labeling it positive, negative? What are we labeling it as? Mm. And then what are we putting out to make the frequency to attract something that we want in our lives?
So right now in your life, what's your dominant thoughts, frequencies? You had to be thinking something for your name to drop down in my social media. What are your dominant thoughts, frequencies, thinking, reframing happening on the inside of you that you are attracting to you?
I'm going to be honest. I would like to help the masses. I want people to understand who they are and whose they are and to become the master of their universe. If I can be, you know, just influencing people in that way, I know I've done my soul purpose.
Yeah.
That's really my goal. So that's how I was able to be in your feed, because that is definitely, and being the masses, since you are having clients and people listening all over the world, what a wonderful platform to start my goal.
So let's give people some tools. What other structures yes. and tools do you have that people can begin to use?
So we talk about meditation. So, you know, when you get the book, and I am allowing any of your listeners who want to get this book for free, just because they're connected to Constance Arnold, all they have to do is email me And I will give him a copy of the book, because right now it's available on Amazon for, I think it's $19 that the publisher put it up on. So I will make sure I put the email address. We'll talk about that at the end. But on page 2, you can have a QR code or the website that will take you to a workbook. And the workbook is supposed to be used. It's not something that you go through within a week. It takes time. So we talk about meditation. And meditating in a sense to, you start putting your frequency, creating the frequency of what you want to attract in your life.
Okay, explain that, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Similar to what we were talking about earlier, if you're wanting a new job, well, what is the new job gonna bring for you? Like, what do you want this to bring for you? And that's the frequency that's talked to stay on. Will it be a new house? Will it bring you a car if you have that extra money? Will it bring you certain opportunities? Stay in that frequency, or stay in that thought during the meditation of those things that you would want to get with this extra money.
Okay.
You know, and that's the environment that you're putting.
Okay, you just froze. Okay, you're back. You just froze, but you're back.
I froze? Oh, okay, I apologize. So it's not for you to, the bills are going to still come. But when the bill comes, it's not for you to be like, you know what, I'm never going to make it. It's more like, you know what, this opportunity of this new job that's going to be paying extra, this is not going to be nothing for me.
Okay.
You know, so it's putting a new mindset, a new frame to things, right? That are on the level of what you want to attract in your life. So we talk about that in the workbook. We also talk about scripting. I love scripting. Scripting is a way of writing out your future. And I kind of talk about how going into a meditative state and then opening yourself up to write a day in your future, you actually are able to see and feel how would it be to wake up at 6 a.m. with this new job or in this great relationship that you've been wanting and desiring, and go through a whole day. And then just see how like little opportunities will start to unfold that are in line with that particular script that you created. And then giving back, being gracious. So
expound on giving back.
So your opportunities, your gifts, the things that you that come and attract to you, it's not just for you. It's also for the people that you're going to reach back and pull forward, right? And we have to have a heart of serving. So one thing that, and I think I shared this with you, I do retreats. I do retreats. Well, during the pandemic, I didn't, but I do usually do a retreat once a quarter. And I wash the women's feet because being in a state of serving, it allows me to open myself up to be humble and to serve the women in whatever capacity during that time of that retreat. So it's knowing that if you really have a heart like Buddha, Jesus Christ, that you know that your first thing is to serve. So when you do have your abundance, also giving back, because that's part of your the flow of nature, right? Even a tree, it gives back to the earth. It drops its seed, right? So we need to give back, however it is. I don't tell people how to give back, but always know, what are you gonna do when you do hit that goal? Mm-hmm. How are you gonna give back?
So. And so you were so gracious to give us that book. To my listeners, and I'm gonna tell listeners, y'all need to make a donation behind that, and whatever y'all donate, I'm gonna send to you. And so you're not after money, you're after serving. Are you getting ready to cry?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh no, don't cry. Don't be sorry. I'm telling myself not to cry.
Okay, like, listeners. Because it's not always about taking what Constance gonna teach this week. Boy, that was a great guest. But you need to sow where you've been fed. And giving back, is one of the most powerful vibrations that will really begin to open up things for you. I had a lady and she said, I've been listening to you for 10 years and never gave a dime. And I'm not judging her, but she said, I realized that you have been feeding my soul for 10 years and I never really planted back in your life. So whatever y'all want to donate for that book, or, you know, and maybe when you give your information, they could give it to you directly. If they send it to me and say, this is for Maja, then I will send it to you. But it's a universal law that really one of the best things that you can do is to serve others and to give. So this woman is saying, y'all can, I'm gonna give you this book free. It took her 4 years to write this book. That's time, effort, energy, tears, editing, revising, getting published. And so I'm just gonna say, don't be a taker only. Be a giver.
Be a giver.
Why do you feel like that made you cry?
Because it's my soul that's happy. It's not sadness, it's joy. Mm-hmm. The opportunity to give is like the greatest thing that you can do. Mm-hmm. And then for people who are like, oh, I don't have anything to give, it could be 10 cents. But it's a seed towards the next thing that you're going to be able to plant and grow in.
Yeah.
So I can say, yes, I want to help and I'm giving. But also, the more I give this, this is a seed for the next. Mm-hmm. For the and the next. Next. Mm-hmm. And the next. Because that's how life works, right? There has to be a seed. Don't eat your seed. Don't eat your seed. Don't hide your seed. Don't put it away thinking that you won't have another seed, because you won't, because you were stingy with it. Mm-hmm. Give and see what will come from it. You know?
Yeah. So. Wow. That's something. And so you've really helped us today. Is there anything else you want to say, man? Scripting, you talked about, bite-sized goals. Let's talk about that really quick. We got 5 minutes.
Okay, bite-sized goals. So if you want to have a job, or if you want to get that new, get married, start preparing yourself by doing bite-sized, like dating yourself. Mm. How many times, you know, we want to go out, we want to do things, but we don't even look good. Make yourself look good. Date yourself. You know, do what it takes to make your face, your hair, your body look good, to get prepared for that mate. Get your house in order. Is your credit up? You know, so doing, those are like little goals towards the major goal. If it's a job that you want, are you prepared for the job? Do you have all the proper certifications? So those are the bite-sized steps. That's just an example. Are those are the bite-sized steps to get the executive job that you're looking for, or whatever job that you're looking for? But breaking it down, in the workbook, I even break down a goal to weekly task, and making yourself accountable by partnering with a friend, someone who can be your accountability. If you're not working with someone as great as Constance or myself, mm-hmm. partner with a friend that you know that they can make you accountable. And there's so many different ways with it. Like even today, I worked out this morning and I made a video of my workout and I sent it to my accountability partner.
Oh, that's good.
You know, just making yourself accountable. Mm-hmm. So
I love
important.
That. Yeah. So give people your website, your contact information, what kind of services are you offering right now, et cetera.
Yes. So to reach out to me, you can reach me at the soul, S-O-U-L, ascending, ascending.com. On there, you can also put in your email address, or you can reach out to Constant and I will definitely give you a copy of the book. Another way is you can go to attractingyourlife.com, and on there is the book information. You'll find a video about the book and you can actually order the book on that website. So there's two ways. So right now, because I will be graduating at the end of this month, I am still doing coaching. And once I pass the board, I will be becoming a licensed therapist. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I will have that information on my website. If you go on the website and join my mailing list, you'll get my blog's information. I do have a retreat that's coming up in October. It's going to be a couples kind of dinner. And then for people who want to stay for the next evening, we'll have something for them. So we have a lot of fun things to close out the year. But it's also about partnership. So I am honored to once again to be partnering with you, Constance, in your
so proud listeners. Of you. So proud of you, so happy for you, so grateful. I saw this in you when I was coaching you 10 years ago. Because see, a coach can see before you, before everything happens. I knew it. I'm not at all surprised by anything that's happening within you because you were hungry for new truth, hungry for a higher dimension. You know, you've always been out of the box. Just, you know, some stuff we can't even talk about on the show, but you've always been out of the box. But I'm so proud of you for tapping into your greatness, for really going in and digging out all of that stuff that no longer served you. You are amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Everybody visit her website. Do you have a donation button on your website? If you don't, you can send a donation. You can send a donation to me, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and y'all can trust my integrity, and I would just forward it to you via Cash App or PayPal. We'll make that happen. Thank you so much, everybody, as I'm saying all week long, and thank you for suggesting I get some hot tea. Now, sometimes I talk so much, you know, but my throat is healed and whole. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
And so everybody, as I say every week, you know, she talked about the frequencies. So I want you to get happy, stay happy, and see what happens. Get in that vibration of gratitude and happiness and watch what happens in your life. Yes. Everybody, make a decision to have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.